Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
And the Oscars takes place this weekend with the Irish movie Wolfwalkers nominated for the Best Animated Feature. And Paul Young is the co-founder of Cartoon Saloon, the maker of the movie, and is here with us too on Lunchtime Live today. Well, Paul, are you all set for the weekend?
Just about. We're looking forward to it. It's been kind of a long season, award season, as they say. Yeah. Really looking forward to it, yeah.
Tell us about these centralised hubs, because I was reading about this during the week, Paul. Where's yours going to be?
Well, it's really nice because we were told we would have initially that we'd have to go to Los Angeles to take part, but of course we wouldn't have been able to do that. And then they switched to London, and we're probably not going to be able to do that either. So now they're going to have us on camera in Kilkenny. So we'll be outdoors in Kilkenny in front of the castle, which is great. So we'll be able to show off the town a bit.
Are you raging you're not going to Los Angeles though?
Well, we're not that raging. I mean, we know the whole country isn't able to go anywhere.
I'll
be happy to go somewhere when we can. I'm looking forward to just getting out of County Kilkenny for whenever that's possible, go to the beach. Even though it won't be as sunny and warm, but you know, this is great actually, because it feels like we're doing this in Kilkenny, so it feels like the film is set in Kilkenny, so it feels appropriate actually. So their idea was that they would try to go to people where they live and go to rooftops or verandas or outdoor areas and show off the city you're in. Even though it'll be in the middle of the night, we're going to light up the castle. The county council here have been brilliant,
fabulous.
And the OPW. So we'll have the castle lit up and we'll be in front of it, probably on the river there. And then we're at like 2 a.m. or wherever it is, and we'll be watching the Oscars in our tuxes from there. And then be on camera then for when it's our turn to get either get something or get nothing. You know?
So will they actually come to you, you know, when they do the nominees are and they put them up on the screen? Will they come to Kilkenny for that part?
Yeah, that's the plan. Yeah. And maybe they'll do, I don't know, they might be planning like, you know, because they've no audience to cut away to.
Yeah.
They have an audience in Union Station in LA. A lot of the American nominees, they'll be at Union Station sitting there. And they'll have they are actually going to have the show from the Kodak Theatre and have a bit of, that's the stage show part of it. And then when they cut away to different nominees in different parts of the world, they'll have them outdoors in their space. They've got quite strict. We're getting tested twice on Saturday and
I was
Sunday
going to ask, what about how to make sure the Wi-Fi connection's right for this?
Well, there's a company, Nemento from Waterford, I think that's the correct name, and they're doing like outside broadcast, so it's actually an uplink. So they have a Wi-Fi backup, I believe, but it's actually going to, like traditional, you know, RTE doing an outside broadcast or you guys somewhere else. So it's going to be like an actual broadcast uplink. So they're being very safe.
So do you know, in terms of the kind of the protocol then, whenever the winner is announced, will they get to do their, you know, their Academy speech live via Teams or Zoom?
I think what the setup will be, sitting outside three tables where there's three nominees, myself as producer and Tom Moore and Ross Stewart and our lovely better halves sitting out outside, and then I guess we'll be at tables. I don't know exactly what the setup, but we'll be on camera there, and then if we're very lucky, which we'd have to be very lucky on the night, we can speechify from there, you know.
How are you feeling? Nice. Is there a kind of a, you know, quietly optimistic about it, or
it's you know, we've had a brilliant run. I mean, we were nominated for a BAFTA, it's never happened before. We've won so many awards already. We've got like over, I think, 60 awards and loads of nominations. I think it's like I'm just trying to figure it out here. Yeah, we've got 20 wins well over that in nominations. It's always hard to win this one, you know. We're up against Pixar, which is a great movie in Soul. But there's a lot of love for Wolfwalkers, so who knows, we might have upset on the night for what the norm would be. It would normally be like the Disney Pixar or something like
you're very modest anyway, Paul, to be fair to you. Do you so this is going to happen, so it'll be the middle of the night, so in Kilkenny.
Yeah.
And you'll have the tux on, and
Yeah. We're going to try and make it memorable. We're going to take maybe photographs around the castle before, so we have photographs to and there's loads of fantastic murals of Wolfwalkers around Kilkenny. We'll take some pictures there, and then we'll be sitting there ready for action. We'll have our nearest and dearest with us, like as one, I guessed each, and we'll have some of our cartoon saloon crew will be working in the background, and this camera crew. So it's like a set. We'll be on a set, basically.
Are you proud to be able to bring Kilkenny though to the Oscars or to the castle?
Yeah, I mean this is a brilliant turn up, because we were quite disappointed that, you know, you couldn't really be there unless you went to LA first, when we knew we would never be able to go.
Yeah.
And then they changed it to London. We said, all right, maybe we could make it to London, but it still is maybe unless we got some sort of discompensation for going. But now that they switched it to like do it in your hometown, I think it's great. I think it's a great idea that they've done this. So people in, you know, Bulgaria or Denmark or wherever they are will be in their hometown and kind of showing off their hometown. So it seems like really interesting. And we got these gorgeous boxes delivered to our house, a big black Oscars box with treats in it. And they're going to put up food for us, and they're going to put on kind of like, they're going to try and recreate what it might feel like to actually go. But in Kilkenny, which is lovely.
Does the buzz of the Oscar, being an Oscar nominee, does it ever kind of stop? Do you have to
say it to yourself every day?
Yeah.
Oh, it feels, I mean, it really does feel fantastic. Mainly because you feel like you're representing, it's such a big crew that work with us on these things, you know, over 300 people. And for it to get recognised is great for everybody that's been involved.
Oh,
we
brilliant.
Always just feel like we're poster boys for the whole crew, you know, and just representing. So it is wonderful, and it's just a pity you can't get that trip over, but we've experienced that
next year.
Before we feel lucky. Yes, it's always next year.
Hope hopefully this whole COVID thing will have ended by the end of the year. Listen, Paul, the very best of luck to you and all at Cartoon Saloon, and sure, look, who knows, we might even be chatting to you again on Monday. You can hold the exclusive interview maybe for us as well on Monday afternoon. But look, Paul Young and all of the gang there at Cartoon Saloon, thanks a million, and as I said, best wishes on the over the weekend too, coming to you from as he said, Kilkenny Castle.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.